Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. What I teach on this program every time it's on the air is the realization that there is a power within you that is a passport to a positive difference if you let go and let it be your way. You have the ability to shape your life any way you choose to direct your life in a positive way, to reshape your life from a higher understanding into a higher application of self. Luke 12:31 focuses on this idea when it affirms and says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you." What are you seeking today? Though thy getting at the understanding, we are told. Understanding of what? The truth of your own being. Dr. Ernest Holmes, on page 491 of the Science of Mind textbook, says the divine idea stand back of all human thought, seeking admittance through the doorway of the mind. What are you allowing to move forth as you? Status quo? Same old, think the same way, my friends. You'll continue to have the same life. If there's any heart desire within you, any divine urge that says be more, do more, experience more, change the world for the better, be an answer-oriented person instead of a problem-oriented person. If there's something within you telling you that by right of consciousness, you have the ability to change your mind and change your life. The master teacher 2,000 years ago told us not to judge by the appearance, but to make righteous judgment, which means to make right judgment based on success, based on love, based on prosperity, based on health, based on happiness. He was giving us what? He was giving us a sound basis for living. A sound basis for living. If a bad situation is caused, for instance, by feelings of guilt, we have the opportunity to wake up in that moment and know that if we believe that the outer condition is our cause, we will never find an answer. Because you see, my friends, if you think something outside of you is causing a condition in your life, you're going to look outside of you for the answer. We are told we may search low here or low there for the answer, for the kingdom. It is within us. What we need to do is look deeply within ourselves, into our underlying belief about ourselves and the situation we're in and our relationship to it. The healing factor within you knows what to do and how to do it. The healing factor within you, through insight into anything that is happening to you, is the realization that there is a perfect you waiting to come forth. You are a perfect being. And this great light of understanding within your own heart and mind coming forth as you, by way of understanding, the understanding of this truth of your being, which the great, the good, the wise, and taught, will allow you to instantaneously heal whatever needs to be healed in your life, and the change for the better begins in that moment. Likewise, if we ourselves seek an outward solution to our problem, without first eliminating the cause of the problem, we will continue to demonstrate the problem. Dr. Ernest Holmes tells us that there are two ways to pray: by knowing the truth, as the great teachers have taught, or by eliminating the cause. We can readily use the second method by speaking our word with definition of purpose, with definiteness of purpose, with complete commitment to purpose, and accept that the negative cause is now eliminated from our mind. Therefore, its effect is eliminated from our experience. Are you ready to do that today? Are you ready to look at your life right now as something that needs to change for the better and come to the metaphysical awareness that it does not matter what caused this, I now set new cause in motion which must produce a new effect in my life. Every action, my friends, has an equal and opposite reaction in physics and in metaphysics. We then do what? We then affirm and accept a new and better experience and know by right of consciousness that it's good enough to be true. Knowing that perfect right action is taking place in all of our life, every aspect of our life, our health, our happiness, our relationships, our well-being, our prosperity, our abundance, our opportunity, to do what? To express our talent, to give from the best of our talent, to be compensated for it. My friends, my advice to you today is to give thanks. To give thanks for the knowledge that your life is an expression of divine intelligence. The one mind, God, wisdom, love, harmony, peace, and intelligence, and it is right where you are. It is everything you are. So today, recognize that you're never alone. Why? Because God within you is ever-present, and it is the ever-present supply of anything and everything you need as you take Ralph Waldo Emerson's advice and get your bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuit. This allows you to do what? To celebrate your supply before it ever shows up for the world to see. You see, the answers you need, the direction you seek, is ready, willing, and able to come forth, and it is yours right now if you let go and let it happen. So accept today that everything in your world is in perfect order. Why? Because you are. That you choose today to let go of all reasons for being less than happy, less than celebrating the self that you are. When you know this and know you know it, you begin to guide yourself, inspire yourself from love, through love, to love that knows what to do, that knows how to do it, and is doing it by means of you and everyone, everywhere. Because this power within us all does not care what our religion is. It doesn't care what kind of meditation we perform or rituals or what's hanging around our neck that symbolizes the religion we believe in. Every person on this planet is demonstrating the God they believe in as truth. Why? Because it cannot manifest in your life or mine beyond our definition. So get a better definition of God. Get the definition that the great, the good, the wise have taught throughout the age, that it is infinite, it is everywhere at once, there is no contradiction to it, there is not God and something else, there's nothing outside of you imposing anything on you that has any plans for you. The power within you, God, does not know what's going to happen to you until you make up your mind. So why not make up your mind to make up your mind and then make up your mind? You see, the truth of your being is waiting on your next idea believed in. The spirit of truth is the wisdom of truth in action by right of consciousness. It is yours, and it is eternally moving in and through your mind. And if you make a choice, and that choice is to eliminate everything unlike the beautiful from your thinking, everything unlike the beautiful begins to leave your life. So today, I have a challenge for you. And the challenge is to accept only good today. Every day, accept only good. As you let go and let God, let go and let the beautiful in you, let go and let the intelligence within you move forth, then you can pay attention to what you're saying, because as we are told, when we speak our word, it becomes visible. So what word are you speaking today? Dr. Ernest Holmes, on page 36 in the beginning of the Science of Mind textbook, says if God is to interpret himself to man, he must interpret himself through man, and the Spirit can make no gift that we do not accept. So my question to you today is, what are you accepting today as your life experience? Are you judging by appearance? You know, if we go to the dictionary says, if we look up appearance, it says it is anything that comes into sight, anything that comes into visible form, and all form is the result of what? Of what we make out of the one mind. What are you making out of the one mind as you today? What are you making out of the one mind that is your inner intelligence? Are you allowing yourself to think about yourself intelligently or from hurt and pain and remorse and lack of forgiveness and resentment and doubt and fear? If all of this is your motivation, my friends, it doesn't matter what you're praying for or how beautiful it is. It has to filter through your self-definition in order to become your experience. That's why you need to wake up in consciousness and recognize that you are greater than you think you are. You have more talent than you think you have. You have more intelligence, more ability, more strength, more courage, more everything you need to live a happy, healthy, successful life than you have ever dreamed for. The challenge is to do what? To let go and let it happen. So what are you telling yourself today? When you say, I am, what are you putting afterwards? You know, we're told, do not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, which means never say I am and put something negative after it. So again, what are you telling yourself today? Are you saying perhaps that you cannot have happiness, so you're just going to walk around with a quivering bottom lip and move forward in today saying I can't have all the things that I would like to have and be all the things I'd like to be? Okay, well, that's fine. If you believe that, remember, wherever your mind goes, your world follows. If this is what you're doing, I've got news for you. You are judging by appearance, and we're told not to do that. Do you feel that success, the success you want, is eluding you, or it belongs to somebody else, or because of what the economy is, or anything else, that you have all the reasons in the world to feel sorry for yourself and to expect only negative experiences to continue? Or are you ready to renew your self-definition, renew your thinking, and renew your life in a positive way? See, if success seems to be eluding you, this is judging by what has happened in your life up to the present moment. Or you can do something else. You can tell yourself and believe what you're saying. There is a possibility within you. If you have been messing around with ideas such as, I can never be healthy again, I can never be happy again, I can never do this, I can never do that, then again, remember, wherever your mind goes, your world follows. You have a challenge every day of your life, and that is to either choose to continue down a negative path or what everybody else is doing, or take a road less traveled. And as you do that, what you are doing is you begin at that moment to begin to judge by a higher concept, not by what's taking place in your body or your world, but by the possibility within you. When you indulge in negative thinking, you are creating one thing, more of the same. So the challenge is, over and over, to begin to think from the positive, through the positive, to the positive. The positive purpose in your life is whatever you let it be. This is what my entire book is about, The Power of Positive Purpose, is to wake up and realize that if you have a goal, you can ask yourself this question, what is my purpose for achieving the goal? Become one with the purpose. And my friends, the goal will take care of itself and better than anything you could ever realize. You see, your understanding and your unification with a higher idea of yourself, an idea that with God everything in life is possible, it creates for you a lifetime of healthy, happy, prosperous living. I've seen this happen over and over and over and over. It's very, very interesting. You see, when we were, you know, if you go back and look at the story of the master teacher Jesus 2,000 years ago, someone said, are you the anointed one? Are you the Messiah? Are you the one we've been waiting for? He said, don't even call me good. I'm not doing this. It is the power or the Father within me that doeth the work. And then he added these words, what I have done, ye shall do, and greater things. He was a smart person. He understood that once one person proves something, they just prove that you can prove it.
Thank you for joining us. If you like what you're hearing, tune in every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. for Dr. J. Scott Neal on The Power of Positive Purpose, right here on KEST 1450 AM. If you would like to visit us on the web, log on to www.csl-fremont.org or Google us at Center for Spiritual Living, Fremont, California. And now, back to our program.
If you know anybody in your life who in the middle of a negative experience have changed their mind and allowed their consciousness to change into a positive expectancy, and all of a sudden the positive expectancy begins to unfold as answers instead of problems. If you have seen that happen by way of any of your friends or anybody you know, they have just proven to you that you can do it. At any time, at any place, at any moment, you can say, as we do at Christmas, and we don't have to wait till Christmas rolls around to say it, joy to the world. Why not be joy to the world in action? This day is yours. This is the day the Lord has made, and we can be glad and rejoice in it, or we can boo-hoo and expect the same old, same old. So today, let your heart be filled with gladness and decree and accept for you a bright new day beginning right now. A bright new day that's ready to come forth from you, through you, to you. As you turn your attention to God, divine mind, every thought of doubt and uncertainty is eliminated if you do it in the right way. Not praying to something outside of you to change its mind about you, but you changing your mind about your relationship to it as you. Right now you're free. Right now, in this moment, you are free to change your mind about anything in your life that needs to change and to understand that what is in consciousness will be in effect or event. And as you move forward, allow yourself to know that the desire you wish to experience is the divine urge, and there is nothing wrong with the divine urge honored and allowing it to become your way. So today, know that you are willing as never before to right now accept and live and move and have your being in the awareness that with all things are possible, God, it's ready, willing, and able to become whatever you let it become. Let go and let God. Let go right here and right now. And be grateful for your awakening experience into this thing called life, and see something greater in your heart and mind than you have never seen before. This is doing what? This is allowing yourself to learn how to behold your good. I recommend our classes in Fremont. We are going to have wonderful, wonderful classes all summer long, both daytime and evening. You have the opportunity to hear me on this program, and I promise you, every time you turn on this program, you're going to get a lesson on positive self-application, positive self-awareness, positive self-direction that will change your life for the better. Our trinity of self-expression is something wonderful. Dr. Ernest Holmes referred to the idea of the trinity of self-expression when he said, "An intellectual may have a religion, but there is no such thing as an intellectual religion." Okay, now you can think about it. Your intellect can lead you to the gate, but it is the wisdom of the intellect. It is the truth applied, because then you know it's true. That's what happens when you allow yourself to move forward. If we look at the concept of mental, we see that mental means we are mentally conscious. To be spiritual means that we are a spiritual being. You are spirit having a human experience. You are unlimited, waiting to come forth. I love what George Bernard Shaw said when he said these words, "I want to be thoroughly used up when I die. For the harder I work, the more I live. I rejoice in life for its own sake. Life is no brief candle to me. It is a sort of a splendid torch which I have got hold of for the moment, and I want to make it burn as brightly as possible before handing it on to future generations. My friends, you have your hand on your torch today, and your challenge is to let go and let it burn brightly. Let it burn. Let it be the light of your life. You are the contemplation of a greater good unfolding by means of you, and when you let go and let it be your way, you find yourself as never before, discovering not only more about yourself, but the truth about your great and beautiful world. Successful living, my friends, is yours by right of consciousness. Dr. Holmes says, on page 112 of the Science of Mind textbook, the doorway to the absolute stands open at the center of our intuitive perception. Now, think about it. That which lives forever is not subject to temporary influences in your life. You may divert yourself from the greater good that is yours by right of consciousness, but if you begin today to contemplate the truth of yourself today and realize that your real self is actually independent of conditions, it is independent of problems, it is independent of anything that comes into your world, and you are an eternal part of a one presence that knows what to do and how to do it by means of you, it will do it. And this reality incarnated in you as you, my dear friends, is changeless. It is the strength of the universe, and it offers only sure guidance by which you can intelligently and successfully live your life. So today, enter into a new awareness of yourself. Enter into a larger understanding of yourself. Make a demand on yourself. Today, I know and know I know, and because I know and know I know, I know always there's more to know. Open your heart today. Open your heart to this presence that you can experience in such a way that you begin to realize beauty beyond anything you've ever known before. Harmony that is beyond description, and the joy of successful and healthy living beyond anything that has ever happened in your lifetime. You can do this by letting the deep flowing current of wisdom wash away every limited concept and unhappy memory of failure in your life. Let your mind focus on the truth of you, and let the truth of you look out of your eyes, think your thoughts. If you want more success in your life, learn how to think as success thinks. Allow yourself to have a greater reliability on your own awareness, on your own intelligence, and let yourself, as never before, express in complete confidence the beautiful expression of your talent, of your abilities, and know that everything that is forthcoming in the right way, in the right time, is yours by right of consciousness. So maintain today. Maintain a calm acceptance of your oneness with the wholeness of God. Allow yourself to know that as you cleanse your thought of false pride, of prejudice, and every idea that constitutes a denial of the spirit within you, that you are moving forward in the business of living, and know the business of your life is to express the perfection of infinite intelligence as you in everything you do. Make no exceptions. When God is enthroned in your heart, beauty shines forth as your experience. There is peace, successful attainment of those things that sustain and nourish you and better. Today, accept massive unexpected good as your life experience. Know that God's intelligence within you, divine mind and its expression as you, is the light of your path today, And go forth today from this time as you move forth into your day with confidence. Be grateful for greater good and let the wonderful happen by means of you. Remember, there is something wonderful within you because in truth, you are full of wonder. You are full of light. Let it out. Let the world see it. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning,
inviting you to join with us every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30, every Wednesday evening at 7:30. Our address is 40155 Blakow Road in Fremont, California. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson in Fremont. Go toward the Hills 3 blocks. You'll be at Blakow and Stevenson. Take a right and you'll be in our parking lot.
We are right behind the Arco station.
We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio. Thank you for sharing this time with me this morning. And let the power of positive purpose again be your wonderful way.
If you need a midweek spiritual lift, join us for our Wednesday evening lecture series. In June, we are talking about letting go. Tonight, Wednesday, June 10th at 7:30 p.m., the amazing Dr. J. Scott Neal will speak to us about let go and let love. On Wednesday, June 24th at 7:30 p.m., we move into summer with a special world peace meditation. And our lecture that evening is entitled Children as Teachers of Peace. Please join us. For more information, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And don't forget, listen every Wednesday morning to Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, right here on 1450 AM.